The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, this is where Trump is going to win support, notwithstanding there's about 33 million people unemployed. He is saying, come on, come on, get on with the economy. There is quarantine fatigue, isn't there, Harley?
Oh, people are tired. You know, people have had it just about up to here with being locked down, even partially in a COVID-19 quarantine. Most people are coming to realize that doing everything we can to avoid getting the virus is only prolonging the season the virus creates. It will live on until it inexorably infects 60 to 70% of the population, any population. That's when herd immunity will choke it off. And what we're doing is we're making it last longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we know, well, you know, we know who needs protection, really old people and sick people. And so a lot of people are saying enough already. Let's protect the vulnerable and get on with our lives.
Absolutely. We should have said that from day one.
Yes, we did. Well, as if I remember right, you did.
I did. And they've really climbed into me. But mind you, I'm used to people climbing into me. Hey, tell us about the tropical storm.
Yeah, Arthur, just off the coast. He's number one. He's got an A name. That means he's the first off the coast of Florida. Tropical storm warning for North Carolina's Outer Banks. This is a subtropical system, which is to say it's pretty weak, expected to stay out in the ocean, though it may pass fairly close to Cape Hatteras. 1 to 3 inches of rain from it tonight and tomorrow, not a big problem. 40-mile-an-hour winds, we don't care. Not a big deal. But he's got a name, so we'll mention him.
We've got Arthur. Where would we be without our reports on the storms and the tornadoes and the cyclones?
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely. That's right. All right, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. There is Harley in the United States of America. It's an important story. It's a big plus for Trump because he's very positive, and the quarantine fatigue, people are saying, we're on the Donald side.